phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to welcome to KQMS 1400. Our phone lines here are 221-1402, and Linda and I are back, and it's one day before the election. And this is Carl Bott, and on this beautiful, rainy Monday morning of 3 November, I'm joined today, of course, by my ever-present producer and ever-present camouflage-wearing, beard-growing, short-haired producer.
I did lose the hair since last time.
Well, I know. What happened? No, you cut your hair before we left.
Well,
I like that mohawk with the blue tint to it.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, you know, what's that attract?
Fish.
And of course, I'm joined by my beautiful partner in crime here, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and let's tell our listeners, we were in New Mexico up until last night, and I've got to tell you, it's been interesting to fly in this beautiful country of ours and to enter into, of course, Phoenix, New Mexico, various places where the television is on everywhere, and it seems to be kind of a Russell feeling that is this, let's get on with it, what's going on.
Yeah, I think people are at the point now where it's like, let's just vote and get this over with. I mean, it's at the point. I mean, it's exciting and all that, but I still think it's one of the things that it's been, it seems like it's been years. I can't, it's get to the point where I don't remember when I haven't seen McCain and Obama's face appearing in front of me.
Well, this is the first time in my life that I can remember record numbers of people voting early. I mean, I know that there's the mail-in ballots, but I mean, people actually going to polls early. I didn't.
And standing in line.
And standing in line. Now, We are voting tomorrow.
That's
and
right.
And for the very reason. You have a big rant coming on.
Oh, yeah, I do. But the other thing, too, is that being in New Mexico, it's a beautiful state. You know, we're there visiting the kids and the grandkids. But you think the mudslinging is big in California? My gosh. In New Mexico, they've done everything but drawn knives and fought it out in the middle of Central Avenue down there. They're calling each other eco-terrorists. They're saying everybody should be indicted. There's got to be lawsuits after this race is over down there. I have never seen mudslinging like I've seen down there. I mean, ugly pictures of people. They talk about their kids. They talk about their wives. My gosh, they call them everything but politicians. Of course, when you get the word politician, that kind of covers a lot of things right there. Hey, look, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is just the beginning because I have a rant coming up. Our phone lines here are 221-1402. We've got people calling in from D.C. It's a big day today. So you join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Go to the lines. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I want to see if you guys can explain it to me. I noticed that your radio station followed it almost to the letter, the law that came about to where all the candidates have to have equal time on your air, and as soon as you put one on, you have to add another and add another, make sure they all get equal time. Am I correct here? Or?
I think that's pretty much along those lines. It depends, I think, on the show, too, though. You have things like an individual show, they own that content and they can put it in. It's more like commentary.
Well, I thought that's what the law changed to where all the candidates had to be equal. And the same thing I thought went with the presidential candidates too, to where if one showed, they had to show equal time for all of them. And that was the new law way back. And apparently it's not applied anymore. It's gone, disappeared.
That's what we think. But obviously you're thinking the same thing about equal time.
Yeah, it's all changed. I mean, Obama got, what, four times more on the air? And then I just noticed on my ballot, too, there's two other candidates that never had any time anywhere. I didn't even saw them on TV.
Who's that?
Other than on the ballot.
Who's that?
Well, the Independent Party. I never saw anything on them.
Uh-huh.
You know, no debates, no nothing.
Well, you know, I think part of that, and again, this is, now you're getting into the lore of the lawyers here. I believe it's like the people that had the equal time, like the city council,
Yeah.
When they discovered that they needed to do that, people called and they said, "Hey, I'd like to have this much time." And then the radio station did that.
And then you delegated equal time to everybody. Apparently, that's according to law that you have to do that. If you show one, you got to do them all.
But that's the way it should be. But like you just said, it's, you know, I think it goes by percentages. Otherwise, the New York Times, the ABC, MSNBC, Fox News, all those could probably be taken to court.
So it's just blown off. So
I don't know.
I'm not sure if we voted on that or if it was our politicians delegated that as a law or what.
There was that fairness doctrine that came out, if you remember.
Okay.
And what that said was, and that was back in the days when you just had the ABC, CBS, NBC.
Right.
And they said there had to be a fairness doctrine because when you had that much control over the airwaves of what people were seeing and hearing, then that needed to be fair. Well, since then, that was repealed to the sense of because there are so many outlets out there, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of outlets, not even counting the internet, of the news that went out. Now, the thing is that I understand is they're talking about bringing back that fairness doctrine. So it says if you've got a conservative commentator,
yeah,
you've got to have a liberal commentator.
Right.
Well, they tried the liberal commentators.
Right, I heard that. Yeah, and it failed.
It failed horribly. So,
yeah.
But what that also does, it takes away the control of local programming from people.
And so just disregard that law. It's kind of blown in the dark and so much for that.
Yeah, well, that's what we think. But then again, that's something that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid have brought up.
Have you voted?
No, not yet. I wait until Tuesday. I do my official one every year. I like to walk down there and actually vote.
Me too.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow,
and
too.
And so is Kelly. We're all going to go down and vote.
But after seeing Florida's line for the last 3 days, I begin to wonder, I wonder if our line's that big. So the turnout should be good this year, I hope.
Well, I hope so. You know what? You know, our veterans are out there. Our men and women out there on the front lines and the ones that have already served. A big thing that they're protecting is that right to vote. And if you don't vote, then it's kind of a slap in the face of our veterans and the people that framed our Constitution and everything if you don't vote.
Also, too, if you voted, you have the right to complain the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't vote, you don't get to complain.
That's
so
right. That's my first question. Did you vote? No. Well, thank
Shut
you.
Up.
Click.
Don't say anything to me. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Take it easy. Bye.
Okay, I've got a few minutes here before we get to our next guest. But hey, you know, I do not usually endorse because it's just I figure that's my business and you have your business. But I tell you that I'm changing that today. And I'm changing that today because I believe somebody. I believe Senator Obama and what he says. I believe Senator Obama so much that I'm going to have to vote against him. And the reason is because I do believe him. I can't vote for Senator Obama because I believe what he says in this type of economic crisis that he's actually going to raise the capital gains tax, even though his advisors say not to. Now, he has said that he may not do that right away, but he has said that's one of the things he's going to do. I believe he's going to raise taxes because he says he is for those who already pay most of the taxes, and I believe it's also going to be on small businesses. I believe him when he says he wants to redistribute the wealth. And I do believe that. I believe him when he says he wants to get out of Iraq. But I don't know how he wants to get out of Iraq. You know, if he wants to leave our troops there until the job's finished, because we've won this war. We just have to finish it and clean it up. Then that's fine. But if he just wants to pull them out arbitrarily and move into Afghanistan, which I believe he says he wants to do that, I believe him in that, then I've got a problem with that. I believe Joe Biden, when Joe Biden says that there's going to be an incident, a big incident in the next 6 months. You know, I believe that. It's happened. We've got historical precedents for that. And I also believed Senator Obama when he said, when the Russians invaded Georgia, let's go to the UN. That's not the way to react to that. UN doesn't do anything. I've worked with the UN. I've seen the UN in action. You do not want your sons and daughters being led by UN authorities, peacekeeping authorities. I believed Senator Obama when he says he wants to use, if you want to use coal as an energy source for electricity, then there will be so many taxes on it that those companies will go bankrupt. He said that a couple months ago. It just came out yesterday.
He's in the San Francisco February.
Yeah. I believe that when he says it. I believe him when he says he wants to give health care to our people, including 12 million illegals here. I believe that. I believe he wants to do that. I also believe when he says that people in small town America cling to their guns religion. He means that because that's what he believes. You know, every time he goes to San Francisco, he says these things. It's like there's truth serum in San Francisco. All right. Now, look, I've got a couple more things that I believe, but we've got to take a break right here. So this is Carl Bott here on 1400 KQMS. Our phone lines here are 221-1402, and believe me, they are lighting up. Okay, hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS here at 221-1402, and the lines are locked up. And let me tell you what else I don't like. Let me tell you what else I believe Senator Obama says. When he says it, I believe him. I believe when he says he's going to take away the right to defend ourselves in our own homes, take away our gun rights, that they will prosecute people if you defend yourself in your own house. I believe it when he says he's going to take away the right to carry a concealed weapon, to raise taxes on hunting ammo, and to do away with semi-automatic weapons. These are just some of the things that I actually believe Senator Obama means to do. And let's go to the lines because I've got a guest here. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm on a roll here. And Ashley works for a organization back on the other coast. And she's called us today to talk a little bit about that. Ashley's calling from the National Rifle Association.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate that, and I believe you just heard what I said.
And I agree with every word of it.
Now,
and there is plenty of evidence to back up what Barack Obama has said in the past. It is very different from his campaign year rhetoric. He's trying to tell you that he supports the Second Amendment, that he would never try to take away your firearms. His voting record, both in the Illinois State Senate and in the United States Senate, proves otherwise. His statements to the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Defender, his statements when he was running for office in Illinois prove otherwise. So he wants us to forget about everything he has done up until about a year and a half ago when he started running for president.
Now, I believe after the Supreme Court came out and said that Washington, D.C. did not have the right to take away your right to own a weapon under the Second Amendment, that he said he agreed with that.
He did say that he agreed with it after the Supreme Court announced their verdict. But prior to the Supreme Court making their decision, he said that he believes it is up to local municipalities to decide what gun laws work for them. He has endorsed and supported Chicago's gun ban, which was just as strict as the District of Columbia's gun ban. He said that it works for Chicago. Of course, we know that's not true. Chicago has one of the highest murder rates in the country. So did D.C. Hopefully we'll see that begin to lax. But he has supported Chicago's gun ban. He supported D.C.'s right to make their own gun ban. And he refused to simply sign onto the historic congressional brief in favor of the Second Amendment as an individual right. He did not join over 300 of his congressional colleagues in the House and the Senate and simply sign on saying, yes, I believe the Second Amendment is an individual right. He could have easily shown his support if he'd wanted to, but he refused. He couldn't even sign on with a bipartisan group of congressmen and senators saying, yes, we believe in the Second Amendment as an individual right. Couldn't do it.
Well, I tell you, the thing is I do believe him when he says that. And there's many things that Senator Obama has stood up for that a lot of people want to see. But I also believe that the individual freedoms that we have are so important. Let's go to the phone lines here. Russ, good morning.
Hello. Hey,
yeah,
I was wondering,
what is it?
You suppose the politicians who are voting our tax dollars all around would allow us to vote their raises instead of doing it at midnight? Now, that's just kind of my question.
Well, I would think that that's something that we should get involved in, is we ought to vote. You know, when we give people raises at our own home in our own businesses, it's because they deserve it one way or the other. And we give them that raise. So if it's politicians who are supposed to be working with us or are working for us and they don't give us the service that we want, why should we even give them a raise? Maybe we should also maybe doctor pay.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. You know, personally, I don't like it when they're raising my taxes and then turn around and vote themselves a 6% raise or something like that. know, and the other thing I'd really like to see the country do would be, if your politician's sitting in office and you're going to run for another office, you got to resign the one you're in.
Well, now, that's a good point. That's a good point, because Joe Biden would have to have resigned when he ran, but then so would Senator McCain.
Senator Obama and Senator McCain,
because
I see them out campaigning for years and not doing their job. You know, that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And I'll take the rest of your comments on the air.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Ashley.
Hi there.
I'm sorry. I am technologically challenged at times, and when I do, I push buttons all over here. Kelly is trying to slap my hand. That's my producer. But I figure he slapped my hands because he's a liberal fascist anyway.
Oh, well, so he probably enjoys that.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Those are exact opposites.
Yeah, what?
Liberal fascist?
Oh, no, it's not, and I'll explain that to you after the show. Why? Because liberals do not believe in the in freedom of speech, just like a fascist. Otherwise, they wouldn't be pushing this freedom.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
No, they're not. We'll go. You know, tomorrow we can talk about that on the show. Okay, Ashley, let's keep going back to the Second Amendment, though.
All right.
Now, you've got websites, right?
We do. There is so much stuff out there about Barack Obama and his record and his statements and things that he's tried to do. I mean, the NRA has devoted an entire website just to explaining Barack Obama's record. And it's very easy. Just write it down or go on your website right now to gunbanobama.com. GunBanObama.com. You can see Barack Obama's voting record. You can see things that he has said in the press, to the Chicago Tribune, to the Chicago Defender, to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can see public statements he's made. You can see questionnaire answers he's filled out.
Yeah.
Also his voting record.
Ashley.
And you can view all of NRA's commercials.
Ashley, I'm against, up against a hard break. Let's take a hard break and hang on. We'll get back to you as soon as we're back.
All right.
This is Carl Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are backing up. Give us a call. Okay, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402.
We're on the phone with Ashley from National Rifle Association. And Ashley, it's exciting that you're on with us, because here we are in the 11th hour and so much information. We've been brainwashed by the media. So many people are watching television to get their facts, when some of the things that we're hearing simply are just twisted and skewed.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And Carl actually got onto the First Amendment in the last segment. And it's true that Barack Obama not only is bad on the Second Amendment, he's also bad on the First Amendment. And he's proven that by trying to suppress information, by refusing to allow facts to get out about him. But I don't know if you all heard about this out in California. He even tried to censor commercials that we bought and paid for on television stations in Pennsylvania and Ohio. And he sent cease and desist letters to those television stations, and even had his attorneys threaten their FCC licenses if they did not stop airing our paid-for television commercials. I mean, that is a scary, scary propaganda deal going on here, when someone is that adamant about not letting the truth get out and not letting people talk about their record, that they are going to throw the weight of their campaign and their lawyers and their future presidency around and really make people afraid to even air commercials, or else they might have their FCC licenses revoked. So he is bad on the First and the Second Amendment, and they've worked hand in hand this election cycle in trying to keep people from learning the facts.
Well, you know, and as fair as I can be, we've got facts flowing from both sides that are, you know, questionable. I think if you get people in the middle, but I did hear about that. I heard about the cease and desist orders going out over that, and that was, I believe, on Real Politics. Let's go to the lines. John, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl Lind. It's good to hear you guys back on the radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Fantastic. Hey, you know, along the lines of guns, just a little bit. I heard you make a statement about the fact that the military is out there right now in all over this country fighting for our right to vote tomorrow.
That's right.
Strangely enough, I believe it's Brian Bilbray and maybe Chuck Hagel are fighting to get a bill to the floor called H.R. 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would allow the military vote to be counted. That statement in itself is ridiculous. These people are doing this, and only 5% of their vote is probably going to be counted in this election. And, we allow early voting in all these states to drum up polls. We allow the absentee ballot to become a tested issue. 87% of the military will vote Republican for the McCain party, and they're not going to be counted.
Well, I know that in Virginia, they tried to throw out over a couple of thousand votes in the last election, 2004. They said they weren't filled out correctly. Well, let me tell you something. You're in a combat zone, and you're filling out your absentee ballot. So if you don't fill it out exactly right, and then so you can get it in on time, and it's got to be in, you know, of course, in weeks and weeks in advance. But if you don't get in on time, they're not going to count it. Well, let me tell you something, that sometimes you've got other things on your mind except, you know, if I sign this in the exact spot, it has to be signed. So, to you know, just the idea of having to bring a bill, like you said, that says that our votes of our military who are out there on the front lines can be counted is abhorrent to me.
It would make a little bit of sense that you would allow these people to vote considerably early, being that they are the true defenders of this practice that we have in this country. And it is a travesty in my mind that if you take a look at it, why would, if it's that many people can't fill out a ballot, I doubt that it's 5%. You know, they're only going to count 5%, and that in itself, 50%, 80%, you know, should be counted and should be allowed to vote early.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what happens is when we're over there is that they give us the ballots early and you're told how to fill them out. But again, like I said, if that's not really your primary consideration at the time, now you fill it out the best you can and you vote and then you send it in. Now, the question is, does it get in on time and what do they do with it? You know, do they count these absentees? Does somebody that, you know, that's supposed to be taking care of this doesn't take care of it? I'm not sure. That's a great call though, John. Thanks so much.
Ashley, thank you so much, too, because I do cling to my Bible and my weapons. They're mine.
We're proud, bitter clingers, aren't we?
Yeah. We're Klingons.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, John.
God bless you guys.
All right, thanks, John. Bye-bye. Well, you know, Ashley, that is true, is that, you know, we do. We cling to our weapons out here. But, you know, here's one thing for the gun industry. Every time somebody, that new poll comes out, the gun sales and ammo sales goes way up.
We've been hearing a lot of stories from the firearm manufacturers, from FFLs across the country saying that they have waiting lists now for certain firearms, that really people are just wanting to grab them up as soon as they can before January 20th, because who knows, you know, what's going to happen after then and how fast they could get new bills through Congress and onto a possible President Obama's desk. So we really have seen sales spike across the country.
Well, here's,
we've been hearing all kinds of evidence of
and
that.
And here's the other thing, too. It's not just, you know, it's the fact is you got a 10-day waiting period out here in California. So, I mean, anything can happen in 10 days. I mean, if the polls are right, and I don't believe the polls, by the way, at all, because I believe what it is that it's the way you do it. It's that if they bring in a huge majority in Congress, the Democrats, and in the Senate, they can override any type of fights that the Republicans put up. They can make veto-proof stuff, and they can put anything they want in there. And if you look at California, the things they've tried to do out here as to make a law-abiding citizen, it make it so difficult for them, for any of us, to buy a weapon or to buy ammo. It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Bill on line 3.
Bill, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's up, Bill?
Well, you know what? I was just calling in because my wife and I this morning were having a conversation about, you know, like a character issue, as in Clinton didn't have a character. And the embarrassment, you know, the other countries looked upon our leader, Clinton, and what he did in office. And they're getting away from that. You look at Obama, and you look at what he's teaching, that he professes, and it's amazing that he learned that in our country. I mean, he went to the education, Harvard, and what they're producing right now is exactly what he is and the way he thinks and what he wants to bring about, and it's scary, and I think what's going to happen is, for the conservatives in the country, it's going to be a wake-up call. Because, heaven forbid, if he does get in office and he puts in those liberal cronies, it's going to be a wake-up call for us. And I think it's actually going to help us clean out our ranks and really restructure and get the people who we need to be in there.
Well,
instead of passively saying, hey, it's okay, we have a conservative or we have a Republican, because there's bad Republicans and there's bad Democrats. But I think that's what's going to have to happen. we're really going to have to choose and choose wisely, because the way I'm seeing it right now, even around Reading, I see someone with an Obama sticker, and I ask them, and this happened several times, how come you're choosing Obama, and they don't have a solidified answer. It's change.
Well,
the key word change, and like he's talking about taking our guns, you know, the Second Amendment. They have no clue about that. And we have to blame ourselves for not educating. Sure, we have the NRA, you know, professing this, but line by line, it's the conservatives not going out and trying to, you know, teach or instruct the people of what this guy's trying to do. So,
you know, Bill,
anyways,
Bill
McCain, I'm out.
Thanks a lot, Bill, for the phone call. You know what? This is, you know, you're hearing a lot of these things from people. But I tell you what, we've got to take a quick break here. And
give us a call at 221-1402.
Yeah, here at News Talk 1400 is Carl Bott. And the phone lines are filling up, so call us quick. Join us on the other side. Okay, we are all fired up here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Ashley from NRA is our guest, and we got to keep you a couple more minutes, but let's go to the phones here. George, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, George?
Hey, I just, I've been on the computer this morning, and I was just wondering why there's not been a follow-up on the birth certificate of Obama. From what it says there is no real true proof that he's a citizen.
Well, you know what? I saw that, but I've also seen a copy of a birth certificate from Hawaii for Barack Obama.
I saw that too, but they say that if it's checked out, that they'll find that it's been done over and over again, and then there's no certificate number on it. It's wiped out.
Well, that's, you know what? I have heard that too, but I also know it went up to it's been adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
In court, that said that they threw the case out. Now
it's too late now.
Yeah, I don't know if they threw the case out because it was a good birth certificate. I don't think that was it. I think they threw it out for another reason.
Okay, one other thing on the NRA lady that we got. Why hasn't NRA come on stronger on this gun control? Obama has. He's got a whole list of things that you know that he is for gun control, and I haven't. You know, I am a member of NRA, and I have not read anything, and I've not heard anything from NRA, and I'm just wondering, you know, if
Ashley, why don't you? Ashley, you're on.
Sure. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, God bless you guys. You're in Northern California, but you're still in California, and it's not exactly a battleground state. So. Unfortunately, we've been running our radio and television commercials since September in the battleground states, especially because we don't have as much money as the Obama campaign does. But that's why we wanted to put them all on the air, so that you could go and see, you know, if you're not in a state that's getting as much political attention because it's assumed you'll go one way or the other, you can go to gunbanobama.com. You can see the print ads that we've done in newspapers across the country, like USA Today. You can see the radio ads that we've put up all across the country. You can see the television ads that we've put up mostly in the battleground states that really do go after Obama's record. And it's been getting a lot of publicity from national stations like Fox News, who've been showing them over and over because we really have hit him hard and forced his campaign to fight back with things like the cease and desist letters that we talked about last segment.
Thanks a lot, George. Dan, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
Saw a thing on GMA here a few minutes ago that pretty much outraged me, that they were interviewing these Rock the Vote people, and this one girl was talking about how many people had registered to vote online. And I just thought that's an outrageous thing, because you should have to go there in person and show an ID or something.
Well, let me tell you something. I talked to our register here, and the people in Reading usually have to show ID unless you say it's your first time voter.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't. And I'm going to have the register on this week sometime to talk about it. We don't have that big a problem, of course, here up in the North State as they do in some of the more populated states, but you're absolutely right. You know, people talk about, you know, this could be thousands and thousands of votes.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's just ripe for fraud. But I have a couple other things. Do you have Doug LaMalfa scheduled back on your show anytime soon?
I can at some point.
I would, you know, if you could look into it or something for me. I'm a seasonal worker, and my season's about over, and I'm really concerned with this deal with the unemployment fund going to be in debt and empty in January. It seems to me, really, the unemployment rate's not that high yet.
No.
It survived bigger ones. We pay into it, and my first thought was to wonder if the state has done to it what the federal government's done to the Social Security Fund and what the city of Reading does with the electric fund.
Yeah.
Gotten really creative with their bookkeeping.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, what I'll do is I'll call Doug's people, or I'll call him up and I'll ask him about that. Maybe we can have him call in. We'll have him call in tomorrow or Wednesday.
All right, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Well,
one more thing. You had Jeff Morris on your show a couple weeks ago.
I did.
And he made a statement that is something I've said for a long time is philosophically wrong with our government, especially on the local level. He referred to the people as customers.
Yeah.
To me, we are the bosses. Impotent though we may be, we are still, by definition, his boss.
You are so right.
And to refer to us as the customers is just an attitude that I don't think is right.
Well, I think what Jeff was saying was that as customers, you know, the customers, I hope he was thinking, was that the customer's always right, and we do everything we can to serve the customers. However, I think you're exactly right, Dan. We're the boss. He's our employee. And if we don't like what he's doing, guess what? You know, we may have to suspend your rights here. You can't go use the bathroom today.
Yeah.
All of our elected officials.
All of our elected officials. We got to hold them accountable. Dan, thanks a lot.
I agree. One more thing.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh said last week that after Obama visited his grandma, the governor of Hawaii sealed his birth certificate. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here. We got just a few minutes left. We still have Ashley on from NRA, and we've got the phone lines lit up. This is Carl Botta, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Botta. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for calling. Give us those websites again.
Absolutely. If you want to see all of our commercials and read about Barack Obama's anti-gun record, go to gunbanobama.com. If you want to see where your congressional and California State House District candidates rate with the NRA, go to www.nrapvf for politicalvictoryfund.org.
So, Congressman Herger.
Yes.
Are you familiar
A-rated
with
candidate.
A-rated candidate. Okay.
We like him. Yes, sir.
Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for your phone call.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you. I enjoy it. Let's do it again.
You bet. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here's one of the things that I really want to make real clear is, you know, I spent my life in the service, as many of you all know, defending this country. The things when I talk about Senator Obama doesn't come from hate. It doesn't come from the fact that he's a different color than I am, it's what he espouses. And I'm not angry. I don't hate him. I just don't agree with him. But the other thing, though, is if he does win, he's my president. And I will give him that chance. And I would expect everybody that's listening out there would give whoever it is a chance, whether it's McCain or Obama. You give them a chance. Right now, the things he says, I believe in. That's why I'm voting against him. And I would hope that other people that believe the same way would go out and vote tomorrow and take their friends. But you don't hate. You don't need to hate. And what we do need to do is support our president. Tom, good morning.
Well, I certainly agree with everything you say about not hating, but I'll stop short of saying support if he wants to turn around and turn this into the United Socialist States of America.
Well, you know what, Tom? That's true.
What his platform is, and it's really been couched in terms that are rather eloquent and appealing, and I think he's just an absolute charlatan for the far left of this country. And you know, it's kind of interesting. I thought the Constitution says that that we will vote on the first Tuesday of November. I could understand absentee ballots, but why all this early voting? They say a third of the population will have voted before the election, and this is increasing each year.
And
I think the potential for fraud with this motor voter in Oregon, where you can register and vote the same day, The Democrats are opposed to a photo ID to come vote. You gotta have an ID to cash a check, get on an airplane. So what's the big deal here other than they want to steal it by stuffing the ballot box with illegitimate votes?
Well, I tell you, Tom, the thing is I agree with that. And the other thing that comes out too, and thanks a lot, Tom, for your phone call. The thing is also is that so much comes out, you know, in the last 30 days or 20 days or 5 days. People that vote so early aren't hearing this. So, anyway.
We're in other words, they're sitting on something in the Los Angeles Times is, if it's just a big hoax on this thing, supposedly he was some Arab dinner that bashed Israel, why don't they play it and let him have the opportunity to explain himself? Why not have a news conference?
Because it's not, because Tom, it's not fair. Hey, Tom, thanks for the phone call. We just got a couple of minutes.
I'll call back earlier tomorrow.
Okay, do that. Go. We're going to keep on rocking and rolling on this.
Yep.
Reggie, good morning. We've got just about 30 seconds.
Good morning. My take on this is Obama is one step from being communist. He wants to put us in a socialist system. The next one is the ACLU is another thing that has hurt our country. And if we allow him to take our guns away from us, allow him to go by with what he believes, we're one step away from communism.
Okay, Reggie. I've got a break. Reggie, thank you so much for your phone call. Robert, I've got 10 seconds.
Okay. No matter how you feel, go out and vote. It's the best way you can thank those brave young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan that are over there keeping us safe.
Go Navy,
beat Army. Hoorah.
Hey, what a great phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? That was exactly right.
And we're going to be back here tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Call us. Tell us what you think. And you know what? We're going to be covering the election tomorrow night at the Republican headquarters.
That's right. You know, everybody flipped coins. Everybody's going, we're going to be at the Republican headquarters tomorrow night starting around 6 o'clock. We'll be interviewing people. You'll be able to hear us, you know, rocking and rolling out there. But the big thing here is this, people. No matter who you vote for, get out and vote. And if you got a buddy that says, well, you know, I can't make it out there. It's raining or whatever. Then take him, pick him up, pick her up, take him out and vote. Look, this is Carl Bott and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We love doing this show. It's your show. You join us tomorrow.
See you then.